You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Brighton Rock Podcast, the podcast about the beautiful club within the beautiful game, and we are on tour. We're in the eternal city of Rome. Anne and I've been travelling with you. We've been together for a number of hours now, and here we are now going out after an epic day of travelling. We are now here in the eternal city, out and about on the town, about to meet up with a load of others. How's your day been so far?
Yeah, well, we got to the airport, 6 o'clock I think I got there, and Heathrow, had a nice pint of beer in Wetherspoons there.
Yeah, all good.
So it's been a... Is it working?
Yeah, it's working, yeah. Sorry, the phone's doing something weird. Carry on, yeah.
So, yeah, no, it was a good trip. We flew to Milan.
Yeah.
Then got the train. Very smooth. Very easy. Now we're actually in Rome on the bus, going to a bar somewhere.
Yeah.
Looking at a few old ruins. Talking of which, there's Duncan across there.
My body's a temple, a crumbling ruin.
it's quite
a good, nice little bus journey. Actually, it's dark, yeah, but you can see lots of
on the edge of the Tiber. There,
yeah, so. by the River Nile. So, yeah,
excellent, fantastic, Duncan. You've been here already. You came. You've been here before, but you
40 years ago.
But you came yesterday, Tuesday.
I came yesterday just to take advantage of the cheaper prices and of air flights, and then to have a day indulging myself in the glories of Rome, basically.
Breaking in our accommodation.
Got the accommodation sorted, and then just being to some of the most glorious Roman artefacts and some lovely bit of art, lovely Caravaggios, and some nice food and drink. And then you turned up.
And ruined it all. Right, we're going to meet up with some others. We're doing a two-parter.
Hang on.
This is part one. We've got another one coming up for the match day itself. I don't know how much battery pack we'll survive with, but that's it for now on the first part of the first part. So we're off the bus, walking up to where we're going to meet some friends. Alan, so you've been to Rome before, haven't you? A couple of times. But never with the Albion.
This is amazing, isn't it?
We're walking around. Yeah. It's your typical images you'd imagine. Yeah. Lots of rustic and beautiful old buildings, cobbled streets.
Yeah.
It's my first time here. It's exactly as I pictured it, though. Yeah. Really,
what's amazing is that the buildings look so old and decrepit, but yet they seem to look lovely.
Yeah, you wouldn't get away with this anymore, would you?
I mean, you've got bits of graffiti everywhere and things. Yeah. Bits of plaster falling off, and
somehow again that shouldn't work, but that works as well.
It's part of the charm. But I'm a little bit worried about these cobblestones because I've got a little bit of a bad back, and it's really kind of wrenching my back.
I've got a bad foot as well, so we'll be fine. What could go wrong after a few beers at the craft beer place we're about to go to?
Yeah,
because it's got all that as well.
Yeah, but Duncan found a nice little Airbnb, for want of another word. Yeah, nice little apartment.
Yeah, it's great.
So it's. Nice
happy
spot.
Days. All good. Let's just go and socialise. So we've been in the pub, we've been having some food, we're having a great time now. We're ordered a takeaway. What is your establishment called, sir?
Cecco de
Checco il carrettiere.
Ah, there we go.
Checco il carrettiere.
It's just round the corner from where we've been drinking. What's your name?
Andrea.
Andrea.
Yes.
Good to meet you, Andrea. And we're particularly good to meet you because you've said you want Brighton to win tomorrow.
Yes.
There's a particular reason for that. Listeners will probably guess. Because you support?
2-1.
2-1.
Lazio.
One room, two Brighton.
Yeah.
Okay. And you support? Lazio.
You support. Yes, Lazio.
Lazio. Forza Lazio, Forza Brighton. Yeah! And can I just say, this place looks fantastic for the food. Oh. Arancini and the other stuff looks superb. Supli, actually. Supli. Yeah.
Forza Lazio.
Do you want to set up? Forza Lazio.
Forza Lazio.
Grande di Zerbi. Forza Lazio. Da bene. I love it.
He supports
Rangers. Heard about.
Well, the podcast has taken off here. There seems to be a weirdly large number of people working in this place. They're all giving their opinions. Everywhere.
Russ, they just want to tell you that they're Lazio fans and they just think you're so famous.
and then we were shouting Forza Lazio and someone cycled by and we're pretty sure he said Forza Roma. In a really mild manner way. It was quite gentlemanly, wasn't it?
Yes.
This brilliant.
Forza Roma.
And to paint the scene, we're in classic old town Rome with some high-rise old school buildings, those sandy clay style kind of outside. Graffiti seems to be quite prominent here, doesn't it? Yeah. But it's a quiet cobbled street. Everything's cobbled.
But outside, a lovely takeaway.
Yeah.
Where you can't even go outside. They've just got some... couple of windows that they just open up and they
it's about a four foot wide
and they chuck out some of the greatest fried food you could possibly mention.
Arancini, we can read it out. It's supli. It's
supli. Popetto di bollito, fiore di zucca, filetto di bacala, cacciofi alla guida. All the good stuff.
Fritti Moratti, I think it is as well, yeah.
It's like you've spoken language for years.
Right. I've been here 24 hours, mate.
We've got the accent down to a T. Shame you can't get any of the basic grammar or anything like that. I've said goodbye to people when I've walked into places. I've said thank you when someone's punched me in the face. All sorts of stuff, you know. What a great night. It's been brilliant, hasn't it? This is what stuff is made. These are the memory-making moments. Anyone listening to this, they're not having these memories, but they're having their own memories if they've been in Rome. And even if you haven't been in Rome, you could still have those memories. Live them through us or come to the quarterfinal, semi-final, the final. You know, we're not done yet, are we, Duncan?
We'll be drinking Guinness on the 22nd of May.
I mean, these, absolutely. Whether we're in Dublin and whether we're entitled to be there might be two other matters.
Yeah, I'll be in Brighton.
We'll be drinking Guinness.
I'll be in Brighton.
On finals day, yeah. Meantime, everyone around here is not only serving good food, but they seem to be... They seem to all be Lazio fans. Alan, it's good, isn't it? It's all good.
Yeah, it's good. We're obviously in the right region of the city.
Yeah, definitely. Although the pub landlord is a Roma fan, but that... Or I don't know if he's the landlord, the main serving guy.
Yeah. But everybody's been pretty good really so far. So.
It's all been good, hasn't it? Yeah. I mean, the rumours are that you walk around and you get the backs of your legs slashed by razors by Neanderthals on mopeds. I haven't seen any of that so far.
No, but I don't think we're quite in that particular area.
No, not really. We bumped into someone from Leeds, obviously, because it seems to happen wherever you go. But he's not a Leeds fan.
No, and he's married a Stoke lady.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Who's got a Leeds accent now. But anyway, that's by the by. But, you know, it's great, isn't it? It's wonderful to be out with friends, making memories, having a great time in a pretty cool bloody city. And someone's shouting, one of the staff as a Roma fan. He's shouting Forza Roma in the background.
And Harry Kane's talking about
Forza Roma. There's going to be a fight in the kitchen in a minute. There's going to be. We've caused a major incident in downtown Roma here.
Is there a partisan fight going on?
And everyone's like,
as long as our food comes out, I don't really care, but I fear for it. Chris, you're here as well, Chris.
Yes, I am here.
Do you fear for your food? Do you think it's not coming now because of
interior wranglings
going on in the kitchen?
I have every faith in the professionalism of Italian kitchen staff, despite the fact that they support a team which We'll play tomorrow.
Conflicting teams.
Conflicting teams.
There seems to only be one Roma fan amongst them, which is not going well for him.
Yeah, maybe Roma are Roma the
Alan.
Are Roma?
I can't believe that was him. That was him. No Get problem. Rid of him. No I can't believe you did that.
I made a Roma.
No, him. This guy. Someone shouted, Forza Roma.
He's a Roma fan. Yes. Why do you... Why does he have a job?
No Italian. Bangladesh.
Sack him.
Get rid. Tomorrow, he's gone.
No job.
He's gone.
He's your account.
If he's from Bangladesh, he's got to be a Manchester United fan or Liverpool. Surely. Is that racist? It probably is, isn't it?
That's the only.
Bangladesh, Nigerian, Hollywood.
Unbelievable. I think you've potentially got another customer here.
Oh, so Lazio, yeah?
Yeah, we should. We should. We'll move aside.
Let's move out of the way.
Excuse me. Excellent.
Right, so, Chris, you've reminded... I think Roma are possibly the Manchester United of Rome, in the sense that no one in Rome supports fucking
Not the Manchester
Roma.
United of Italy, the Manchester United
the Manchester
of Rome.
Of Rome.
They are.
No one supports Rome.
No, everyone all over the country supports Roma. Same way they do with Juve as well. And probably Milan, too.
Milan.
Juve is definitely the Manchester United of Italy. I know that much. Yeah. Beyond that, I don't know. But you've arrived. We said we'll dress modestly. We're incognito. We don't want to exacerbate a course of your problems.
No.
So we're all here in civilian attire.
Yeah.
It's good to see you've dressed
in
blue and white striped home top from a couple of years ago.
The home kit. Last season.
Last season, exactly. Fantastic.
Only because I don't particularly like this season's home kit.
And also because you wanted to get
He's a Roma support, I guarantee. Yeah, possibly.
Well, the guy that stared at you as you walked by.
Yeah, I reckon he's a Roma fan.
he's sharpening a knife as he's walking up the road there. Yeah. You've arrived today. Tell us about your journey.
It was fine, but yeah, Mo, lovely guy, clearly very intelligent, can't use Google Maps. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, you did arrive later than planned.
Yeah, about 2 days later. But no, that's fine. Frankly, I'm amazed I got ticket. I didn't think I'd get ticket. Last Thursday afternoon was inside the five most stressful experiences of my life.
Yeah.
I managed to enlist the support of at least five or six people to get me a ticket.
Yeah.
So, exactly.
We're here for you, baby.
All rooting for me.
Yeah. I didn't have anything to do with it at all.
You
Yeah, exactly.
Judas
I'm just dragging on for the coattails.
Out of all of us, we go back the longest, and you did nothing.
I did nothing at all. I didn't turn up when it mattered.
No, you weren't there for me.
But you're here.
I am here.
And that's now really awkward.
Yes.
Because I had nothing at all to do with it.
Had nothing at all to do with the fact of me being here.
Anyone that listens annually to every single one of these episodes may have listened to the Box Park episode from our scintillating success in the semi-finals last season.
Yeah,
where we lost.
Yes,
although we didn't deserve it, but that's neither here nor there.
Didn't deserve it.
Yes, exactly. That's what you did there. There was a guy that was amongst the very many that we interviewed on that one, called Wiltz, also known to some as Carl, also known to some as Vinny. Yeah. Now he has about as many loyalty points as.
He's got less.
I mean, as a newborn baby.
I've got like 87, so, you know.
He's got 26 or something. Yeah. And he's managed to get a ticket. He missed a number of opportunities.
Yep.
Well, I say opportunities. Tickets came back on sale, but he was not eligible for them because, of course, they went back to the same transfer.
I mean, surely, by the time it went back on sale on Monday, it had gone through all the bands.
Yeah, but aren't people still missing out waiting for another chance still? Because it's about the sellout as well, isn't it?
Maybe.
I suppose. But either way round.
Anyway,
the point is, he managed to get a bloody ticket.
He scored
today.
A ticket.
He's already booked tickets. Yeah. He was going to come anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's now coming to the game. We've got to get him on the podcast.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
might be in part
to.
Two, which is the...
I mean, if anything, his story is a bit more emotional than mine. So,
yeah.
No, he superseded me. And frankly, I want the attention for it. So, yeah. No.
So not only have I not shown up for you to get the tickets, I've now undermined your story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's topped me in terms of getting a ticket.
Well, don't worry, because he's going to be on part two of our special. This is part one. Part two will be the other bit, which is the match day stuff.
I'm still disappointed.
Well, the battery packs...
because he has topped me.
He's topped you?
Yeah, he has.
Surely you can only top yourself, can't you? Isn't that the way it works with those sort of things?
Well, no, he's toppered me.
Oh, he's toppered you?
Yeah, he's toppered me.
He's trumped you, that's what you meant to say.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, he's not killed me. No. Well, yeah, anyway. I think I've only met him once. He might kill me.
He might do if you say I should have topped you.
I might kill him because it was that would mean that I maintained having the best story about getting a ticket. So whereas his at the moment does supersede mine.
It's a bit of Johnny come lately on the late ticket acquisition scale, isn't it? But we'll get him in part two, which is the match day special. He's arriving tomorrow. He's staying
in
Milan
tonight.
I'm sure
he won't have an accident at all in the meantime.
No, not at all. No. And when we do get him on the match day special, we'll have to get him in quick. Because the battery packs are banned from the Stadio Olimpico. So with my phone being as it is, the match day special itself, part two, will be about 4 minutes
by
long. It'll be 4 minutes long. So we've got to get him in right at the beginning.
And that'll be about 3 minutes, 47 seconds of you talking.
Exactly. Yeah. At about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. We'll get to the square and you'll introduce it and then we'll go.
Listen, this Lazio loving kitchen staff.
Apart from the Deshi Traitor.
Who's unbelievably a Roma fan. Who does that in Rome? I mean, weirdos. Anyway, that food's going to be ready soon and I need to get away from you in case Roma fans come along with razor blades because you're wearing that Brighton top. So I shall bid you farewell and stand a very, very significant distance away from you.
I'm going to stand behind Courtney because he's bigger than me. So.
All right, that's a good idea, yeah. All right.
I think so.
Okay, next section of the podcast. I am now with a gentleman from Sweden. State your name for the record, sir.
My name is Per Eriksson. I'm a supporter of Malmö, but I do support you tomorrow against Roma.
Yeah, I love it.
Seagulls! Seagulls!
The other voice you hear is Sam, who we might have a word with in a moment.
Yeah.
But anyway, so pal, first of all to you. So you're in the same bar that we've been in for quite some time, which is called Mace Siete Venuto. Venuti Afa, which apparently is some sort of rude expression, something to do with what the fuck are you doing here or something like that.
Yeah.
and so what the fuck are you doing here?
Well, I heard that this should be a nice bar for beers, so
same here. Yeah,
it's and then I saw that you were a lot of Brighton fans. This is place for me because you know I'm a football supporter as well.
Yeah.
So, I feel at home. I feel at home.
Yeah. Well, anybody from the Scandinavian regions tend to have obviously whatever their local team is. In your case, as you said, Malmo.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned you were in London when Östersunds were playing Arsenal in that famous game. They didn't win the tie, but they won the second leg, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. So,
with a certain Mr. Graham Potter, of course, as manager.
Yeah,
of the
it was actually amazing. I've been around Europe and watched football. Yeah, I mean, I've been to Poland and Italy, Spain, Portugal, England, Sweden, Norway, Denmark. But actually, the feeling at the stadium. Like 5,000 people coming from the small city of north of Sweden, and they were singing. They were singing that they're gonna win the game, and they had 2-0 in the first leg.
Yeah,
and if they had a third leg, it was gonna be equal.
So you have that, but you also I've noticed most people in Scandinavia seem to have. Adopted an English team as well.
Yeah.
And maybe teams from other countries as well. We had some Norwegians we ran into at a home game
against
our arch rivals a few weeks ago, you may have heard about.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant. And they were just doing the football tourism thing, but which is fine.
Yeah.
But they have a genuine love and passion for it. And I think across Scandinavia, if we keep using that expression, it's definitely the case. Sweden is definitely the same as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was when I was growing up, it was, you know, in the 70s and then early 80s. We had a program in every Saturdays. You know, you do the tips for games.
Yeah.
So the watch, we could see games from the not the, they didn't call Premier League by then, but League One, whatever they called. So you and everybody was watching British football.
Yeah.
Every Saturday.
Yeah.
So everybody had a team, but and. By then I had Liverpool as a team, but nowadays I say I only have Malmö as my first team.
Yeah.
And then I follow the leagues in UK and in Germany and so on, but I have just one team. Yeah. It's easier. But for me, it's like when I see the map of England or UK, it's I only see football teams.
Yeah, exactly. In the end, you've got your main team.
Yeah, yeah.
One great team that's in your heart.
Yeah.
The that's Seagulls. A great team.
Yeah, the yeah.
Come on, Albion. Yeah. Yeah. Your English, one of your English teams, if you have any, it's got to be Brighton now, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. Yeah, but it is, actually, yeah, because...
Right. Cheers.
Because, cheers. Because... We are changing the manager for the national team.
Yeah.
And Graham Potter was one of the. When you talk to fans in Sweden, everybody said they.
It's not possible to stay outside with the buses.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
But everybody asked.
Okay. Let's sit down. Yeah.
Everybody said that they would like to have Graham Potter.
Yeah.
For the leader for the national team. It didn't became so, but you know, because he's a person that come to Sweden. He's British, and in like a year or so he learned Swedish. He learned, you know, how the society works,
yep.
and he put in some efforts that I think no team leader have done, you know, building a team.
Yeah.
I mean...
And this is the problem with Chelsea. He was never going to get that time at Chelsea.
No. Yeah. But I think with Brighton he could do that.
Yeah.
Because he's a smaller club. It's like when he played with Östersund, I mean, they came from the third division in Sweden and they suddenly... playing in the European playing
incredible things.
Yeah.
Well, I was really annoyed when he left because I felt that it was unfinished business.
Yeah.
Even though it's turned out a lot better in the long run for us. It worked out really well. We're happy.
Yeah.
But I did feel like it was a disappointing decision on his part because it was unfinished business. He may have achieved what De Zerbi did with getting Europe.
Yeah.
He could have done. He was on an upward surge when he left. Who knows? We don't know, do we?
But I think...
We don't know.
Maybe the, you know, the Scandinavian...
I don't think we'd have got into Europe on the bottom.
No. Probably not.
Too many games where Potter would have settled for a draw.
Yeah.
Too many games.
That's the sage words of Chris again.
Yeah. Well, I do think Potter was just a... He was settled for a point over anything else.
Yeah.
To not lose. Whereas the Zerbi was... We need to go for a win.
Yeah.
But I would say that Harry Potter... Not Harry Potter. Graham Potter.
I love it. We've done that before.
Graham Potter. He's some kind of an English version of Sven-Göran Eriksson.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
I'd go with that.
That's
yeah,
a good sound.
Because you know,
it's very analytical. Very.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would sign up to that because it's very analytical, very sort of quite modern, quite progressive in coaching. Yeah.
And he finds that. No player is larger than the team.
Yeah.
That sums up Brighton when we have Ansu Fati. He's not bigger than Brighton. Yeah. Like,
no.
I mean, he's hard for a start. But
Chris, come on.
No, I've had enough Ansu Fati. He's fucking shit.
On his
day. There's a reason he's not at Barcelona, and that reason is he's fucking shit.
His injuries.
Yeah.
Injuries and consistency of performance.
Come on. He should have scored against Spurs. He should have scored against Wolves. And he should have scored.
So is Ferguson shit then? He should have scored against Fulham. He should have scored against this team.
Don't remind me against Fulham. That scares me.
Anyway, we're digressing a bit, but
No,
I think your points are interesting. Sven is also. By the way, we're all thinking about him. Bad news.
Yeah, it's bad news.
Okay, cancer is terminal, isn't it, as well? So, such a shame for what is obviously a nice guy, but what a shame. But anyway, we want to dive out over. Molly, come on, Molly, you've got to come on briefly. Yeah. Come on. We've started talking about you on the air now. It's going to be awkward if you don't. So we're sitting outside the pub that we just quoted a couple of minutes ago. And Molly, you're with Sam, who we're going to get Sam on in a minute, but you're an Albion fan, aren't you?
Yes.
And you were at Stoke when I met
Molly
you.
Molly is an elite Albion fan. She's
go on.
Molly has got as many points as fucking
Sam.
Yeah, as Sam. Even if that's so, she just keeps an eye on Sam and stops him, from being too naughty.
I'm trying to think.
I enjoy football more than Sam.
Well, wow. Okay, so we've got to get Sam on this place, haven't we?
Are you only with Sam because of Brighton Hove Albion?
Or Sam
I
with you
because Brighton of... because of Brighton of Sam.
Yeah.
I was never into football before, Sam. Right. But now I'm a bigger fan.
Oh, okay. He's got you into it.
See,
and you've overtaken it.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
How do you know Chris? Because that's how I know you, is through Chris.
Sam works with Chris.
Yeah.
Right.
They
okay.
work together.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Brilliant.
So Sam's and Sam,
Sam is my son according to Duncan. And yes, I've worked out from the ages, and that
That's
would
possible.
Work from the ages and be respectable, which is fucking scary.
So Chris has adopted me.
Okay, fair enough. And Molly, so tell us about this, your European journey. Is this the first trip, or have you done the other ones?
I've done all, the
all
games,
of them.
Yeah.
So the perfect person to ask then. So how's this shaping up? I know we haven't had the game yet, but in terms of this pre-match compared with the others, how's it shaping up? How does it feel? Chris is doing a "we're in Rome" gesture.
More hostile than the other games, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've not felt that myself.
Walking down the city and stuff, yeah.
Okay.
I thought love.
And I'm very nervous for this game.
Yeah.
Very nervous.
Well,
I had to say something.
Upstairs in there.
Where's the
stairs? That is that... We have to fight for the football.
No.
We have to fight against, you know, this like in Premier League, that you have this team like Man City and whatever. That you have Arsenal, you have Newcastle. They're owned by the Middle East. I mean, football is coming from
the
base, from the heart. It's coming from the people. For me, I always support a team who's not owned by the Middle East. So, I mean,
are you listening, Newcastle? Are you listening, Man City?
I'm very proud that we're still in Sweden and part of Norway and Denmark and Germany as well, that it's 51% of the clubs are owned by the members.
As it should be.
It's clubs like should, so. So nobody from Middle East could come and buy our club, and I'm so proud. Yes. The players are crap. I don't care, but it's my club.
Yeah.
And I do really think.
No compromise.
Yeah, no compromise because it's our
away,
club. They're playing for Malmö, which is my team, and we own the club. We supporters who are members in the club.
Yeah.
And I think that's why. Yeah. Like tomorrow when you play against Roma, I'm gonna totally support you because. This is absolutely the most important.
What? Yeah. Come over there in the pod. Yeah.
Is it better?
No, you're right.
Why?
You're absolutely right. And,
yeah.
And the 51% thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have that at Brighton, but what we do have is a fan owner.
Oh, yeah.
And that's definitely something that gives us a little bit more pride.
Yeah.
There's got to be a certain amount of emptiness if you're a Man City fan.
Yeah.
Through and through, and you're a proper fan.
Yeah.
But then. You win titles and it's great, it's fantastic.
Yeah, you win titles,
but at the same time,
so
there's got to be a bit of emptiness to that,
isn't
there?
Yeah,
a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Yeah,
even
absolutely.
In the most honest of fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there we go. There we go.
So for me, if the Middle East would own my club, I would probably change to another club from Malmö.
I met some of their fans in some. I met some of their fans.
Go on. Ben, we've got to get you on as well. Ben, sit down just for a minute.
Yeah, I met some Oostersunds fans.
Yeah. No, it's a Malmö fan.
Oh, I went to Malmö this year.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I saw Malmö win 3-0 against on a Monday night against Mjällby.
Yeah.
I went to Landskrona Boys as well.
Okay.
Brilliant. Got corporate. Yeah. Free drink all day. It was brilliant.
What the hell?
Yeah.
We've got to hear more about it.
We still go to Landskrona Boys.
Ben, tell us a bit about
round of applause.
You're out. A round of applause.
Absolutely.
That is ridiculous.
Sorry, as an introduction.
Ben, you're an Albion fan. I've heard it, but for the record, tell us about your background, where you are, where you came from, why you're a Brighton fan.
I'm from Brighton. Yep. Lived in Brighton, grew up in Brighton.
Fair enough.
Yep. Followed them when they were shit. Can I say shit on this?
Oh yeah.
We were really shit, and I followed them. I was at Walsall when we lost 1-0 with 11 against 9.
Jesus.
That was terrible.
I was once the only dry fan at Rushden and Diamonds because for some reason I was under the commentary bit when it was chucking it down.
Have you ever been the only Brighton fan in a pub full of Southampton fans? That's amazing. I remember it kicking off, but not actually.
That's something else.
No.
The only. And also sitting in Luton home stand, when they were doing us 4-1 and they were homophobically abusing our fucking fans and players. Most miserable night of my fucking life.
I have got a weird
4-1 to Luton.
I am an oddball though, because I live in Cheltenham now.
What, the guy who's got been to corporate at some random place in Sweden?
Live in Cheltenham, and I had a season ticket at Brighton in the Championship days.
Yeah.
And then when we went up to the Premier League, I got rid of my season ticket. So my wife listens to this, that'll be kudos for that.
Yeah.
There is something about that, though, isn't it?
And now I've got a season ticket again.
You're a purist.
And now I'm getting rid of it again.
You want the misery and the suffering. My wife
says
that's what football's all about.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Yeah. It's where were you when you were shit is the best thing about football.
Where were you?
Yeah, but actually, when I go to London nowadays, I always look for the Championship games. I don't care about the Premier
League. Oh, no, they're good. Go to Tooting and Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, that's real football.
Go to the League Premier.
Go to Wiltshire.
I go watch Millwall. It's 10,000 against Sheffield United.
They're quite good, too.
I love it.
They usually beat us. Go to Dulwich.
But that's interesting you said all that, though. That's, I mean, all those games, I mean, those times are terrible, aren't they? But you've chucked in a few random anecdotes already. It's brilliant. Sweden. You talked about the...
Landskrona boys.
Oh, Landskrona, so I go ground hopping in Europe, and last summer we did a trance festival in Malmo.
We should have bought
Landskrona boys.
Yeah.
Three games in Denmark, including Nordsjælland, who all of our players come from. They're obsessive. They paid for our tickets, paid for our beers, and allowed us into the ultra section.
How
for
do
free.
I sign up?
But they're the worst burgers I've ever seen in my life. So that was Nordsjælland.
Outrageous.
But went to Malmo Monday night.
Yeah.
Pissed it down.
Yeah.
That was it.
Brilliant.
That's my story, Mama.
And you've got a 1 year old. You've got a 1 year old. So it's a miracle. And a 2 year old. It's a miracle. Oh, 2 years old, right?
Yeah.
So you've got 2 1-year olds or one 2 year old?
1 2 year old. Yes.
Brilliant. And yet,
had more.
And yet you managed to get out. You've got a pass to come out here to Rome.
Very
for this.
Accommodating wife.
Hey, where do you live?
Big up, Lauren.
I live in Malmo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what are you doing here? I mean, not in a xenophobic way, but what are you doing?
No, here?
He wanted to come on the podcast.
No.
I've
been here to do a workshop for people who works with communication in university. So I always, when I go abroad, I try to find a football game.
Like us. Are you on footballology?
No, not now.
Are you going to the game tomorrow?
No, sorry, I have to go home.
So. There should be a game tomorrow.
Yeah.
You don't need to apologise, it's fine.
Yeah.
Just go to the game tomorrow. They'll be home.
He's flying home.
I will, I have a flight to
just
catch.
Just change your flight. I mean,
we've all been there.
Just change your flight. I mean, you can get a coach home. Where's my other beer?
Speaking of which, we need to top up. So before we go any further, final words from you guys. Thoughts for tomorrow's game. What are we thinking?
2-2.
2-2. Morley, what are we thinking for tomorrow?
I'm happy for a draw.
Any draw. Ben, what are you thinking?
I would be happy. I mean, I actually said I'd take a 2-1 defeat. I mean, if they scored first, I'd take a 2-1 defeat. Yeah. But 1-1 would be splendid, I'd say.
Anyway, I say 2-0 to Brighton tomorrow.
Wow,
Because the Italian teams are not that good as we might think they are.
Yeah, they're not in the best moment, some of them.
No.
Roma's coming back a bit, maybe, because they've got a new manager, De Rossi. And apparently they're in the same circle of friends. De Rossi, Modesto, who's the manager of Leicester, doing very well.
Yeah.
De Zerbi and Guardiola apparently had a 6-7-8 hour meal together a few weeks ago. So they're big friends. They talked about football all the time. Apparently, Pep Guardiola was the biggest speaker. But they all know each other. They all like each other. I think De Rossi and De Zerbi's kids are friends. I think they're teenage daughters, I think it might be.
Yeah.
Teenage kids, anyway, are friends. So they've come together a bit more. They already knew each other.
Yeah.
So it's going to be quite interesting.
But I would say that you are a winner anyway, because it's the same thing when Malmö was playing in Champions League. They were like 4,000 persons who went to the game against Chelsea. I mean, 4,000 people coming from a small town in Malmö in Sweden go to London and play against Chelsea. Maybe they lose, but they were the winners because they were football.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Chelsea had a lot of Russian blood monies. So, let them win. Who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you are the winners anyway. Yeah.
I love it. That's fantastic. Charlie, coming to you. We're going to wrap up this section soon, but Charlie, I've got to get you back on. Buongiorno. Come on, Ty. You okay? You all right? All good? Yeah. You're on your first European tour game?
I am.
Fucking brilliant to see you here, Charlie. I cannot tell you how happy I am to see you here enjoying this with us. Whatever happens tomorrow, we're having a great time either way, which will forge memories to last a lifetime, won't it?
It will. Yes, it will.
But is it going to be a good day tomorrow? How are you thinking about tomorrow's game?
I'm feeling a few pints confident, and we're going to win tomorrow.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going 3-1.
Realistically, I'd take a draw.
I think we'll win 3-1.
I think it's the old Albion mindset where we're like, geez, we're playing Roma in the Olympic Stadium. We can't surely win there. But equally, we're beating teams in the Premier League, which is the strongest league in the world by a long distance.
We won at Man United a couple of times. You know,
exactly.
We've beaten everyone in the Premier League.
And if you've beaten everyone at the top of the Premier League, then we can, in theory, beat anyone else in Europe outside maybe the top three or four teams. And Roma aren't the top three or four teams. Yeah. So therefore, we can win tomorrow.
Absolutely. And it'll be worth it for all this travelling. Tell us about your trip. Nice and early this morning, wasn't it? Wednesday morning.
Lovely, yeah. Over to Stansted. Got over there at 6:30 in Stansted. Straight through security to Spoons. A couple of beers and a big fry up. We landed in Rome about 1 o'clock, into the town for 2-3. Met up with Duncan in the afternoon. And then
see the Coliseum.
Indeed. And then met up with you boys later on this evening, and here we are.
And we're having a magnificent time, I have to say.
It's good fun.
It's fantastic. Right, final word from Sam. We've got to get you in. Very quickly, Sam, how are you enjoying your trip to Rome?
I'm into, honestly...
Best time is that? No, wait,
come on, let me finish. Am I confident?
Second best. Yeah.
I've been to Marseille, Amsterdam, Ajax,
and Everton.
Athens and Rome.
Oh, look at me.
Am I confident? I've been to Wolverhampton as well. Am I confident?
And Stoke.
I think if we score first, we'll be laughing. However, if we concede first,
we're fucked.
We're not in the best position for the home leg.
No, we're not great if we could see first. Forest, we came from behind to win. We've come back to draw two or three times, but it's not usually good news, is it?
No. Yeah. However, if we score first, I think we'll be laughing. No. You can laugh at me, but I think we'll be winning.
I'm laughing with you.
Because they'll have to come to us.
Yeah.
And then I think we'll...
And then it opens up. Then it gets...
Exactly.
Then it gets, however,
if they score first, we're in trouble because they'll sit back and then they'll park
the
bus.
Cunts.
Chris, that language isn't suitable for the podcast.
Sorry. It'll be difficult to break down.
You're gonna have to do a lot of editing.
Fuck that.
If we score first,
this is getting out of control. It does get a little bit sweary.
Getting
the hiccups.
If we score first, I think we're
giving you great content.
He's compass mentis, but he keeps hiccuping. That's what everyone's
laughing.
Don't
laugh at me. It's everyone else.
It's a hiccup.
You can't do anything
this
about
is.
That.
I've been to every away game.
So Sam does remain remarkably stable despite hiccuping like a bastard.
If we score first, it'll be a walk in the park. However, if they score first, we'll struggle.
We're cunted.
Yeah. Rude. It's just so rude, isn't it? So I'm going to put out a warning. So if you're listening to this podcast, if you're offended by rude language, rewind and pretend you didn't hear the last 10 to 20 seconds. Sam, thank you. Thank you for your appreciation.
I'll take my royalty.
Welcome to the podcast. And to you, Ben, as well.
Thank you.
Cheers.
A lot politer.
Thanks, Russell. Yeah. Home of the warning after the bad language. Yeah.
Well, can we just say, none of us, are wearing fucking Brighton kits just for fear of drawing attention.
I am. I'm the one that's wearing a Brighton kit, and I'm the one that's sweary. And frankly, I couldn't give a cunt.
I'm fucking proud. His first away game. Yeah. He's getting confident.
I'm all wankers.
And he came to Stoke.
I've been up.
European one, you
mean. If you ever need
I've been awake for a nearly
voice at an away
hours.
Game, yeah. I will be there.
Good. There you go.
Yeah,
I'll shake on that. We're shaking on that for the record.
Every away game. Sam, if you need a word on that,
listen out for Sam. He won't be hiccuping. He won't be hiccuping.
No, this is the only time I'm allowed to drink because I'm not driving.
Sam and Molly are privileged to have been added to the Brighton Rock WhatsApp group.
Well,
you've made it.
We might have to kick him straight back off again. We don't know yet. Right, more beers have come over. We shall end this section of the podcast at this point. Next section of the podcast is Tom Hylands.
Hey, Russ.
How you doing?
Well, I've been, it's all right, isn't it? It's all right.
You've been here, yet there and everywhere, Have you done all the European trips?
I most certainly have, yeah. Fantastic. So all of them. Latest one out in Rome. Nice.
Yeah.
Soaking up some local beer.
Absolutely. And we were just saying off air that I should get you back on the podcast because you haven't been on for quite a while, so we'll make a date to do that soon. Oh, hang on, we're doing it now, aren't we?
We are.
Well, we could do it again.
This is a cop-out.
It is a cop-out.
I can't talk too much shit just in this time.
We are doing this fairly late into the evening. I've got absolutely no idea what time it is. There is a clock on the bar wall which says 25 past 11, which sounds about right. Actually, in fairly good shape, I think, considering the day. How about you?
Yeah, well, I have a very understanding boss, so I've been working all day from Rome. So come out in the evening.
Working from Rome?
Yeah, exactly.
Can I work from Rome? And he thought you said home, didn't he?
Maybe, but he's let me do it for the whole, all of the Europeans, so it's all good.
Fair play, yeah, that's brilliant. And I don't know what you do for a living. I shouldn't probably ask that because it's not that relevant to the pod, although you can tell us if you want. But in terms of the journeys, how does this rank so far? Obviously, it's pre-match and all the rest of it, but how does it rank so far in the, what is this now, four journeys we've had?
So it's quite funny, just in terms of the draws, because when the draw was made for the group stage, I was in the middle of doing all the Rugby World Cup games.
Yeah.
So I said to people, only team I don't want is Marseille, because I'm going there twice to watch rugby. I've got two weekends there.
So many people.
Marseille. Yeah. So obviously we draw Marseille.
Obviously. Yeah.
4 weeks ago, I was in Rome to watch Italy versus England. So I said to everyone,
anything
but Rome.
Anyone but Rome.
I was there 4 weeks ago, so obviously we draw Rome. So the bad news is, if we get through, we're probably going to West Ham because my next rugby game's in London.
Oh no!
So
it's going to be West Ham, isn't it? Because we can draw English teams at that stage.
Exactly, but it's Rome's a great city.
Yeah.
Great food, great beer. I think tomorrow the atmosphere will ramp up a bit.
Yeah.
Olympico's a great venue. And I think having 3,500 Albion fans is going to be great.
I mean, it's the eternal city. It's a club. It's a city. It's a country with so much history, and particularly this city, obviously, the Roman Empire. You just drive around and see all sorts of artifacts, buildings, landmarks from the past.
I said,
what an incredible place. My first time here, by the way. But
said a few weeks ago when I was here for the first time, it gave me similar feelings to Athens in the way that everywhere you look, there is just ancient history, and it's all been so well renovated, so well preserved, and is so accessible. And as a bit of a history nerd, love cities like this where you can just turn around a corner and see something new. And, Rome, Athens, these are all pillars of civilization and democracy and,
absolutely.
Like, the the lives that we live now.
It just creates a gravitas, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Exactly that. And it's such a great setting. I mean, you know, Rotherham doesn't quite have the same status.
Well, you say that, but also other aging cities that have a lot of history. Old Trafford, Manchester, that's not quite
that's just an old stadium that should be torn down.
It's crumbling down.
The Colosseum's in better shape than Old Trafford.
That's the dig I was hoping for. Thank you. You've nailed it nicely. I tee him up. It was a nice little dinked cross to the far post. I think you ghosted him beyond the last defender and buried it in the top corner. Lovely.
Hopefully like Welbeck tomorrow. But
yeah, exactly. How do you think the game might go tomorrow? It's difficult, isn't it? I think we're back to quite a strong team for this one. Gilmore's eligible, unlike the league at the moment. A couple of players coming back into contention.
I think it very much depends on how Roma play us.
Because they've been playing quite well last couple of games.
They have been, equally, they've been a bit more open than they were under Mourinho. If they come out and try and attack us, I think that suits us better. If they try and play like your Fulham's,
Wolves, Everton's, you know, Burnley, Sheffield
exactly,
United,
then we might struggle a bit more. Yeah. But for me, I think as long as we're within a goal, going back to Falmer, it's anyone's game.
That keeps it open, that keeps it interesting, it keeps us excited on this incredible journey.
Oh, and
first time ever, hopefully not the last.
Earlier we were having a conversation just saying that, you know, regardless of where we're in the league at the moment, the fact that this might happen again next year, just got to treat all of these like it's the last time that we're going to get the chance to do it, because we never know what's going to happen with football, and you've just got to absolutely soak it up, enjoy every moment. And frankly, the football is secondary to what we're being able to experience as fans. You know, the last four trips, you know, some really good friends that I've known through football, we travel all over the country, but you just spend a day with them.
Yeah.
Now we're spending 3-4 days together, really, really building those friendships, growing that a lot more, and having this shared experience, and it's so special.
It is different. It's different to what we had as football fans ever before.
You realise who you actually hate.
Yeah. You realise how much, oh, I really hate your personal habits. Yeah. But also it's like, you know, you go on birthday events and other events that are that happen to be a private hire of a pub or something like that. And that's essentially what we're doing, because we're taking over pubs wherever we go. And it's essentially, we've got the whole place, a load of people, not necessarily all the same people that know each other, but you're bumping into people, this set of people, that set of people. It's like being at a party, isn't it?
What I loved
except
as
in
well,
a different country.
So the flight that I took out to Rome, before I got to Gatwick, I didn't know anyone that was didn't know anyone that was going to be on the flight. Yeah. But I knew that I'd probably know some people that were on there.
Yeah.
So turn up to Gatwick, go up to the Spoons in Gatwick, and straight away it's like, oh, you all right, Tom? So, like, instantly,
and you can see people looking at you. I had the guy serving me breakfast at Giraffe at Heathrow Terminal 5 at 5.30 this morning. No. Yeah, this morning. And it turned out he was a United fan. I saw him looking at my top at the Europa League polo shirt, and he's going, oh, good luck with your game tomorrow. I said, oh, who's your team? He goes, United. I said, oh, yeah.
So that's
congenial niceties.
It's been a pleasure.
Ah,
I will catch you soon.
See you soon.
A sneaky entrance onto the pod for
comments. Quickly, the pod. We're doing the pod. DP, give us your name, full name for the record, or whatever you want to be known as. And a quick word about
Disco Pants.
Disco Pants, I love it. Is that a North Stand chat thing?
Yeah.
I thought it might be. we've seen each other, had a chat a few times. I've never known your real name. In fact, I still don't know it. It's a mystery. Disco. Well, Disco, what are you thinking about Rome? Have you been before and are you enjoying it now?
No, it's my first time.
Same here, yeah. It's great, isn't it? Don't you think? It's quite old, isn't it?
Every one of the European games has been fantastic. They're all individual, all brilliant. Great to go somewhere new.
And you hear a lot about the fans, but the people I've run into so far, maybe it's the way we've approached it, I don't know, but it's all been quite congenial, quite friendly, quite good-natured so far.
Yeah, been fantastic. Again, this bar, we're in tonight. We were in here last night, load of Lazio fans.
Yeah, oh, they'd be great fun.
Unfortunately for them, they lost the game, but, you know, they were great. They welcomed us. In fact, they said if we come back to the bar and we haven't beaten Roma, then they'll do us over.
In the nicest possible way, yeah.
No nicety. They were like, they'll do us over.
Don't come back.
Okay, we're not coming back here tomorrow, unless we won, of course, yeah. Brilliant. Well, it's good to have a quick chat with you.
Nice one.
As always, and all the best. Cheers.
So,
and Tom.
One of the funny things when you were talking about a Man United fan, one of the lovely things, so within my family, my brother's a Glory Hunters. So I've got a Liverpool fan as a brother, Man United fan and an Arsenal fan.
That's a contempt. No offence to your family. But,
well, yeah. You know, no one's perfect. What's been quite nice this week is just dropping a few messages into the brothers' chat of, oh, who's everyone playing in Europe this week?
Yeah.
Knowing full well that the Man United fan could not come back with anything.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It's so beautiful, that kind of thing. Same with my dad. My dad's a Man United fan.
Yeah.
He's giving crap about Fulham and I'm like, oh, who are you playing Thursday?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got the extra games to worry about. Yeah. That's why the only reason we're dropping points is we've got more games.
Yeah, but it's
beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's really exciting and whatever happens in
it's
this game, it doesn't matter.
It's playing at the big table, isn't it, for a change? Well, sort of, not the biggest.
Next season will be the
biggest. Yeah,
wonderful times.
Okay, Tom, it's been a pleasure, sir. I'll catch up with you again soon.
Cheers,
we'll have to get you back on. Cheers.
You've got to get the Doors in the background.
We have got to get the Doors in the background. Duncan, it's the final part of the podcast. So we've come back to our local neighbourhood, quite near Termini, where we have accommodation,
yep.
Which you've organised. Thank you very much. Nice you've job. Been in for the last 24 hours,
yep.
And we are now joining you for the next 2 days. And just down the road, and when I say down the road, I mean it is
literally
less than a stone's throw.
Yeah,
it is about 50 footsteps away from the cute little down the side road apartment. Is the place we're in. We're not going to give the name at this stage, but let's just say it's the coolest place in I think, in the whole of Rome. I've not been to the whole of Rome, but I imagine nothing can beat this. It's absolutely magnificent. How should we paint the picture of why it's so good? First of all, it's clandestine. It's a bit out of the way. It's a bit understated. We weren't sure we were going to get in at all at 1 o'clock when they're open till 2. There was a debate at the door with the lady who was rather nice talking to her boss by phone. And we weren't let in after a 5 minute hiatus.
Conversation.
Which I liked. I think I added to it, definitely. And now here we are in this basement bar with labyrinthine twists and turns, alcoves, segments, departments, matter of fact, old school rustic antiquity charm. Would that cover it? What more is there to say?
I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It just cool,
like this podcast.
Cool. I know, but it's better than that.
Whoa!
It just goes on and on. It's cool, personified.
This is cool. Rome.
We look over to our right. I can see Roman
ruins in the walls.
Roman tiles. And then next to it, there's different other tiles. So, to give perspective, we're in a basement now.
With authentic Roman
ruins.
Foundations,
Until we are way below the street level at the moment, and we're drinking cocktails and...
Which are very nice.
And they're playing... cool music and it was the Doors. Can't quite hear what's going on now, but it is the fucking coolest place ever, and it's so good. This end of our road, we were going to go to bed, but unless we could get in here, but we are now in here, so it is fucking brilliant. We love it.
Alan, I've fallen in love with Rome. I've only been here for about 16 hours. I know you've been here before, but you wouldn't have seen anything like this, obviously. How do you find this place, and how have you found your revisit to Rome so far?
It's actually quite magical, actually, because I mean, Duncan's found a real gem of a place. I mean, it's quite simple, but it's lovely. But actually, this little nightclub, or I don't know if it's a nightclub really, it's just a little bar. It's in a basement just down the alleyway. It's just fantastic, and. Yeah, I'm loving it. I mean, I've got this little, California Mule?
California Mule, yeah. Hotel. And we've got Florence something, I can't remember. Duncan will tell me in a moment. Yeah, and the cocktails are great.
Yeah.
The staff are friendly. We took a bit of time getting in, which added extra appeal, I have to say.
I was making a joke earlier. Well, not a joke, but we were just talking that... And how dare Robert De Zerbi bring this pleasure to us and this adventure? Why can't we go back to the days of Graham Potter,
yeah.
where we were almost there but not quite there?
Yeah. How dare we arrogantly overstep our calling in life? You know.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So,
yeah. We were just talking about that earlier. Just saying, there was about 20 of us in a lovely pub. You probably. Yeah.
Okay, one second. Right, we were interrupted, but not in the least bit rudely, because final orders apparently. I don't know why, we've got a bit of time to play with, but let us drink away the night. I mean, as I say, it's my first visit to Rome, but my I think we've encapsulated in 16 hours everything already. Not the history, I haven't seen all the architecture yet, but what I've seen is the vibe of the city, because we've got cool, we've got fashion, we've got really good places to go for food and drink, a breezy charm and a breezy arrogance that you would imagine of a capital city with a lot going for it. We've had the ultra culture imposed on us, which was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow I've avoided actually noticing this happening.
Yeah, me too.
Even though we're in the same bar all night, but... Go on, Alan.
Well, I have to remind you, because they actually walked past us and I thought they were looking at you in a strange way.
Oh, that was outside in the street, yeah. But in the bar. So essentially what happened was all of us wearing non-Albion colours, because we're sensible, apart from Chris, who was wearing an Albion top from last season. And we're outside having a chat. We were doing part of this podcast, in fact, with Sam, with the Swedish guy, Pierre. Yep, Chris, I had to think about that for a while, and a few others. And it was good fun, but we seem to have attracted attention. I'm sure it's nothing to do with Chris and his Albion top, but about 10 balaclavaed local ultras turned up, hung around for a while, walked into the bar, checked us out. I have absolutely no knowledge of this whatsoever, but apparently it's a craft bar. A tiny craft bar in Rome. They walked in, checked us out, decided there was nothing particularly doing, went away. But they were then seen as we walked up the road, and I was talking loudly in English. They looked round and I was getting scowled at, apparently, according to Alan and Duncan here. Essentially, we had a sort of close call of sorts with the ultras. Ultimately, we weren't looking for trouble, so we didn't get it. Would that be about right?
Yeah, they thought you were a pussy, so they didn't.
They were right. They were right.
Three old blokes walking down the road.
No. Two old blokes and a pussy. Oh, actually, no. Three old blokes, one of whom is also a pussy. There we go. How's that?
Yeah.
Is that enough self-derogation? Derogatory, whatever it is. Yeah. Anyway, I don't care, because that was part of it. Then we had another couple of beers, and then we came here and to this cool... secret local establishment. And I've got to say, my impressions of Rome, including all that stuff I've just mentioned a moment ago,
are really
good. I've just added to it. It's brilliant. And we were saying that the streets are actually quite clean, which is unusual.
Apart from the graffiti.
But yeah, the graffiti has everywhere. Added something else, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's like it's got a Naples feel to it. It's got that slightly edgy Naples feel that I like.
The only thing I don't like about it...
makes it feel
like Brighton.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you've got an edge, but it's kind of a nice edge.
The only thing I don't like about it is I love the fact there's graffiti everywhere. I think it's somehow it's added something. It might not have done it, but it has. But it is a bit shit. It's not great. It's not good graffiti, is it? It's actually quite shit graffiti, Cherry.
Yeah.
But Alan, it's everywhere. Alan, would you go along with that?
I think it's
the ultras are listening.
I think it's quite artistic, actually.
Oh, right. Yeah. Squiggly lines in multiple colours on a wall.
Certainly.
Apart from fantastic. And the cool music continues, the cool vibe continues. Exposed brickwork, old school buildings, supporting beams, interesting stairways at funny angles, nooks, crannies, fireplaces. Nice stuff. A sexy lady at the front desk, lady us in.
It sounds like the fast show.
Yep.
2:02 in the morning in Rome, in my reputation.
But Rome, they know how to do a good building, don't they?
I do.
Yeah.
They're breezily bloody fucking cool, aren't they?
So whether you've got a nice church or a little town hall or...
Yeah.
There's some kind of grand building that's just around the corner somewhere as you walk past.
Yeah.
It's not just streets of nothingness. It's, there's something going on.
Listen, Alan, Duncan, you can have as much money, you can have as much power, you can have as much esteem, you can have as much... moments of cultural significance as you want, but nobody ever has been as happy as we are in this moment.
Correct.
Am I right?
Cheers.
Your drink's been taken away, but
Forza.
We'll do it extra chicks.
So what's the plan tomorrow then, Russ?
Come back here. When are they open? 8 in the morning.
Breakfast?
No, we're going for a nice breakfast, aren't we, somewhere local. In this area, quite near the station, Termini.
We're going to wander down to the Colosseum.
Yeah, wander to the Colosseum and the Forum. Get a bit of culture. And then meet up with the others at 11:30, 12.
I'll take you to the Parthenon.
That sounds like it.
I'll tell you what, that sounds a bit all dodgy. That sounds dodgy. I'll take... You said you'll take him up the
Parthenon.
I'll take
him
up the Pantheon.
The back Parthenon? Oh my God, this is deteriorated badly. Yeah. We're in this cool environment and you've ruined it, Alan.
I know,
this is still the door.
I'll show you my Caravaggio.
Only if you show me yours, I'll show you mine. Anyway, let's break off it as it's deteriorating badly. No, we're having a great time. We're going to continue to. Duncan, are you all right?
Yes.
On the next episode, we will continue to have even more fun, won't we?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, for part one of our Roman adventure, Roman holiday, part one, it is for me to say, stand all.
Fall.
Up the Albion!
Sports Social Podcast Network.